The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you happen to be on this beautiful day where I am.
Don't know what the weather is like where you are, but it is beautiful here, and we feel great, and so now let's blame it on the weather.
Right.
Oh, but you know, when the weather's kind of rainy and drizzly and icky, I generally feel great also, so,
You could blame that on the weather.
Okay, why not? Today's show, obviously...
The blame game.
Well, welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And in case you haven't caught it, we finish each other's sentences. So just want to remind you if you've heard us before and let you know if you haven't heard us before, it's our style of communicating.
And if that is okay with you, we'll continue to do it this way. And if it's not...
Blame us.
But we're going to continue to do it this way.
So welcome to the show. We've been looking a lot this morning at different aspects of the blame game. But before we talk about that, let's talk about how to get the most out of this show.
Right. I would agree with that.
Because what we've discovered is that when you are here, being here in the moment, everything gets easy. And the easiest way to be here during this format of listening to a radio show
is through listening. Most of us, however, are so into multitasking. We're so ahead of ourselves trying to get somewhere that we don't really listen. We listen while we do other things. I don't know if it's convenient for you, but if it is, maybe you should let other things be and just listen, and hopefully we'll have something to say that will be important enough to have been worth letting go of all those other things you usually do while you listen.
You know, listening is active. Lots of times people think listening is a passive act, but it's really about engaging to hear what's being said from another person's point of view.
And it's really an amazing thing that happens when you actually listen when another person speaks. It pulls you into the current moment of your life. And that's where transformation takes place. That's where enlightenment lives, is in the current moment of now. And if you're not in the current moment of now, because you're busy doing other things whilst you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, you miss.
We like to train people to be great unitaskers. Most of us are so busy in our daily lives, we try to multitask, do many things at the same time. But research has actually shown that you do far better if you're doing one thing at a time. And so here we are, and we are ready to be here with you. You learn to blame.
Yes.
You definitely learn to blame. You learn to blame others so you wouldn't get in trouble.
Right.
You blame the dog. Poochie did it. I didn't do it. The dog ate my homework.
Yes. But I didn't have a dog. I just didn't do it. But I wouldn't say that. There was always some other reason.
I lost my assignment. You blamed...
Well, you know, we live in a very reasonable world.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't okay to have an opinion. You had to have reasons. So when you're in school, you just didn't come up with the answer. You had to do the work in the column beside it to prove the reason why you came up with your answer. Or people ask you why you do what you do. And so we've been trained to lie, and come up with some reason other than ourselves for how we are.
I hadn't really thought about that. That's good.
Yeah, you're asked, why are you sad? So you can't just be sad. You have to blame it on something.
Well, you also have to blame your ability or lack of ability on something. I can't do that. I'm too old, or I'm too young, or I don't have the money.
Well, my parents didn't teach me how.
Ah, there you go.
We were once doing a course in Hawaii many years ago, probably close to 20 years ago now. We were leading a workshop there, and it was a residential workshop where people came from all over the world, and they stayed at this meditation center that we had rented to use as a facility, and everybody had to make their own bed.
Oh, no.
Really? And somebody complained that their roommate never made their bed. And so we spoke to this person, and they said, well, my mother never taught me how to make my own bed. And how old are you? Well, I'm 32. Well, that doesn't work very well, you know?
But really, if you take a look at the blame game, the cornerstone of the blame game is generally incompletions with your parents, where you've actually blamed them, gotten into the habit of blaming them for the quality of your life, and whether you are actually doing something that you enjoy or don't enjoy, it's generally your parents' fault. I mean, how many of you, tell the truth to yourself now.
Nobody's listening but us. And we won't tell, we promise.
How many of you have ever had a relationship that didn't go the way you wanted, and then you said, well, you know, it's like my parents' relationships, or I never learned it around my parents, or my dad was always this way, or my mom always was that way, so that your way you currently relate to your life right now is blamed on one of them. I bet you if we could, you know, go out there and look and have people raise their hands, virtually everybody.
If they told the truth.
If they told the truth.
Right.
Because most of us blame whether we went on to school, to college on our parents, whether we didn't, the type of jobs we got or didn't, types of things we did or didn't. We were speaking last night to our son, Josh, and our granddaughter, Hannah, is now a sophomore in high school. And his new unpopular move with her is he takes her phone away between the hours of 5 and 9 in order for her to do her homework, so she can't text her friends or call her friends during that time. And he's told her, when your first report card comes back, if you're doing well, then we'll give it, maybe it'll be 5 to 8. You'll earn privileges. I guarantee you, she is blaming him for taking the phone away rather than her lack of responsibility.
Well, I guarantee you she's blaming him for how she feels because he took her phone away.
That's right. I'm so bored. I'm just so miserable. My dad is just such a meanie. You know, he just doesn't understand.
Well, he learned that from his dad.
That's right, you big, bad meanie.
That's right.
So you learn to blame your parents for things rather than recognizing that your actions precipitate a lot of what happens to you in your life.
Well, have we mentioned yet that our work is anthropological and not psychological?
No, I haven't.
It's based in awareness, which is a non-judgmental seeing, rather than in change or trying to fix yourself, which is much more a psychological modality.
Modality.
And that there are three ideas that we have that are like a skeletal structure from which to hang the flesh of transformation. The first one is that if you resist anything in your life, you disagree with anything, you blame something for something that isn't really the cause of it, it will perpetuate what you say you don't want. So anything you resist, disagree with, don't like, will persist, will grow stronger, and will dominate your life. And that's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Second one is you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. And that includes everything about you. That includes your posture, your current location in time and space, the amount of money you have in your bank account, if you have a bank account. It includes your relationship, if you have one, and your relationship to life. All of that, your moods, your body sensations, your feelings, your emotions, all of those can only be exactly as they are right
now.
In this moment of now.
Right now. Oh, and right now.
Or?
Right now.
Next, third principle, anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. It is the principle based in being, not doing. See, most of us are trying to do something to change what is, to produce what we think will make us happy. And the third principle is allowing your life to show up exactly as it does, rather than to try to change or fix it to get it to be the way you think it ought to be. It's about being in the current moment of your life, not doing something about the current moment of your life.
This is really the transformational idea or principle. It's the one based in awareness. Shai and I were talking about it recently, that as we talk about, he and I talk about what we do, about our work, about living in the moment, we've strayed away a little bit from one of the basic ideas, and we'd like to return to it because it's so powerful, and that really is the idea of awareness, again, which is a non-judgmental seeing, which is a skill set. It's a skill set like listening. You get better at it, and as you discover how to see things, to see your life circumstances, to see your emotional responses, how you see things without judging what you see.
Or yourself for being the way you are, that's enough for those behaviors to complete themselves.
But as Shia said earlier, and I want to come back to it because I'm not sure that y'all caught it, he was talking about not blaming things, and that if you falsely blame something, it never disappears. So if you blame, we're going to Hamburg next week, and we were thinking about it. Last time we were in Hamburg, we were delayed coming back by a week due to the Iceland volcano's eruption and its disruption of the airlines. A lot of people were angry and upset, apparently, over that circumstance. Those circumstances did not cause their anger and frustration and upset. They precipitated what was already living in there. But if you blame things on the circumstances, then your hidden anger, your hidden frustration never has a chance to clear. We'll be back shortly. Come on back, and don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah.
We're talking today about the blame game, where you blame someone or something, even yourself, for the quality of your life. Because, you know, really, let's talk about blaming yourself for a second.
Well, let's talk about the second principle, then.
Yeah, okay.
Can you be different than you are in this moment of now?
No, I cannot.
Too late.
Mm-mm.
Could you have been different than you were a minute ago?
Nope.
Well, then, you couldn't have been different ever. Your life circumstances have unfolded exactly as they have, and nothing could be different than it was because it's already happened.
Meaning you can stop getting upset with yourself if you've gotten upset. You can stop blaming yourself for your reaction.
For how you've been, because you couldn't have been any other way than the way you were in that moment of then.
And you can simply start noticing how it is that you are.
Without judging yourself for that, rather than blaming it on the circumstances.
I like it.
We have a caller.
Yes, we do. Claudia, are you there?
I am.
Tell people where you're calling in from.
Toronto, Canada.
Excellent. It's really lovely to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to talk to you. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has. Well, this topic is really interesting because you just sort of segued right into what I was going to talk about, which is that I do blame myself for all kinds of things that, you know, I say to myself, I haven't been assertive enough, or I should know better. And when I read the description of what today's topic was going to be about, I sat there and I said, yes, you know, I'm tired of the blame game. I'm tired of blaming me. And yes, I want to be the author of my own life. Because one of the things that I find is that when I do blame myself, which is most of the time, it's exhausting. And I'm tired. And so I wanted to set up an example, a sort of a situation that I've been dealing with pretty much all summer.
Okay.
And that is I have out-of-town friends that, you know, call and say, you know, can they stay overnight? Which I'm very happy to have them stay overnight. And I enjoy their company. Sometimes it's a little exhausting, but, you know, I have them here, and it's a 2-day affair because they come in one day, stay overnight, and they're gone the next day, or they might stay 2 days. And I feel like I should have been doing something else with that time. And so then I start blaming myself in the sense that, well, maybe I should have said no, but I didn't. Or maybe, you know, they could still be here and I could still get on with my life. But I feel like I put my life on hold when that happened.
Let me stop you for a second, because you're saying all kinds of good stuff, and if you go any further, I won't be able to remember.
Okay.
But, you know, I like this idea of that you think you could be doing something different with your life. See, you make a mistake, Claudia. You make the mistake of thinking that what's going on in your life isn't your life in this moment of your life.
So you mistakenly think you put your life on hold and you're living someone else's life.
Right.
Yes, and as I'm thinking that, I'm thinking of you saying that to me. That's very interesting that you said that, because as I'm going through my thoughts on this, I think, you know, this is what Ariel and Shia would say.
Do we ever say to you, we should look at the difference between surrender and succumb?
No.
Well, we shall do that then.
Let's start
do that.
There.
Okay.
See, there's this thing that a lot of people do. They succumb to their lives. And our definition of succumb is when you agree to do something, but you do it as though it's not your idea in the first place, and you do it where there's a complaint in that you have to do it, and you do it and you don't have fun, but you do it. But you're complaining the whole while, and it's just not a very fun experience. That's succumb, where you succumb to the requests of your life. Now, there's this other thing called surrender, and Ariel will tell you about that.
Surrender is when you go about something, anything, as if it's your idea in the first place, with the intention not only to fully love the experience, but win from it. And one of the things that happens, and you've used the word exhausting or tiring more than once, and the exhaustion comes from driving with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake.
Resistance to what you're doing.
And what happens with your friends, you haven't backed up a couple of steps. When they call you, it's not out of the blue. They're calling you to save you from what you're calling your life. You should be getting on with your life. So it's like they're truly good friends of yours. So they save you from what you think you want to do, but you don't really.
Oh.
And there's no win for you, because if you said, no, you can't come right now because I'm busy, or you can come, but I'm not going to hang out with you, or if you just say yes, any of those options, there's no win, because for you, you always hold an alternative in the background. I should be being more something. I should be working on something. So you never really choose the option you've already chosen.
I see that.
And so what happens is you don't ever recharge your batteries. Because you're never fully with them when you're with them.
Well, you're also in resistance to the way your life is showing up, as though it should be showing up differently than it is.
I so agree with that. And again, I recognize it. But I feel like there's something that I am not doing or I could be doing. Like when I recognize it, you know, then what? Because
you have the idea. Mm-hmm. That this moment of now is not perfect exactly as it is. So you're waiting for the perfect moment to show up, and it can't show up because it's occupied already with this moment. So your friends are there, and that isn't the right way it should be. You should have time to do your work. But when your friends aren't there, then you feel lonely that you don't have friends. Do you see what I'm saying? Anything you have isn't it. Coming from the model called this isn't it, which which most people, by the way, live their lives out of. They don't know what they want, but they know what they have isn't what they want.
That is true. I hear you on that.
Well, thank you. But, you know, Gloria, it's very simple. See, the phone rings. You may hold that as an intrusion because it stops you from where you are going. But if you were doing something. But the reality of it is, it's your life, and in your life, in that moment, the phone rang. So you can either victimize yourself that you have to pick it up, or you can pick it up like it was your idea to have that person call in the first place.
Right.
But there was a delay between what I said and the right, and that delay was no. I don't like it that way. I don't. That's not my preference.
Let me think about that a little.
That's it exactly. Okay.
You know, as I'm talking to you, I realize another thing that people have really been blaming for a lot of things is the economy. I'm not working because of the economy, or I'm unhappy because of the economy. And I realize that, yes, circumstances change. It requires us to engage in a different way, but your satisfaction or lack thereof is not circumstantially determined.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something. I'm going to pose an alternate possibility for your friends coming. And I love that Shia caught, when they're not around, you feel lonely. When they are there, you feel like you're not doing your work.
Right.
One of the things that's happening for us this week is we have actually quite a lot of things happening. We're preparing to head off to Hamburg in another couple of weeks. We have our Transformational Time and Project Management course coming up. So there are certain activities that go along with it. We get questionnaires from everybody in the Time and Project Management course. We need to go through all of those. But there's also the idea that we'd like to have a couple of days free to ourselves. And this is like your friends coming over. Those are the days free to yourself and to hang with your friends. What we find is if we can really engage with what's on our plate today and really do it with totality, then when we go and are with our friends, in your case, or have the couple days to do what that are free and can really let go of work, then when we come back to work, we're refreshed. And actually, if we really go about work, when we go to hang with our friends, we're refreshed. But you have a back door on every activity you have. Because I guarantee you think you could be doing more when you're working.
Yes, I see that.
Or you should be playing when you're working. You know what? We have to go to a break here.
Okay.
Are you available to come back with us after?
Sure.
Great. We'll be back shortly. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club. The Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog. And take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Success
health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We're talking with Claudia about the blame game. You still with us?
I am still with you.
Excellent. Shia and I were talking over the break about you. Mm-hmm. Were your ears burning? Mm-hmm. And we realized that you had told us in the previous break, because you called in a little before we spoke, that you're coming down to the October course, Live in the Moment and Not in Your Thoughts.
And we realize that's the perfect course for you.
Yeah.
Because you think about everything. We say stuff and there's this gap while you're thinking about it.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
But, see, Claudia, you know how we start each program talking about listening?
Yes.
Listening is letting it go in without
a series of baffles to protect yourself from what isn't going to hurt you in the first place.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's better. That was faster. I like that.
Yeah. And the other thing is I would really look at this whole concept of surrender versus succumb. We outline it really well in our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. I know you have it. You can pick it up. You can go in the back of the index and find the section and look at it again. People who don't have our book, our books are great. We also have Surrender versus Succumb in the relationship book as well, How to Create a Magical Relationship. And it's such a powerful
concept.
Because when you surrender to what you're doing as opposed to succumb, you are the author of your life rather than the victim.
Yes, and when you talked about that, it really hit home for me.
Great.
Because I don't surrender, I push back. And
well,
I just kind of let it happen.
Claudia,
mm-hmm.
you could say I haven't surrendered. This is a new moment of now, my dear.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be the way you have been.
Yes.
And most of us think that we have to be the way we have been, but each moment is new and unique. So in this moment, you don't have to push back.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Very well done.
Oh, this has been fabulous.
Really, thank you so much for calling in today. And we look forward to seeing you at the end of October.
You bet. I'll be there.
Okay,
all righty.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
You know, I don't know for all of you when you're listening to this show. You may be listening to it today live. You may listen to it this week. Or you may listen to it years in the future because we have archives online. What I'd like to suggest is you take a look at our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. You go to our course schedule. Look at where we're holding them. Look at what's upcoming. And choose one. And come, join us, because the radio show is great. We've been hearing recently from people how much they've been listening to it to support them as a daily gymnasium or weekly gymnasium in supporting themselves in being centered in a day-to-day sense.
And living in the moment rather than being lost in their drama.
And it's an extremely powerful format, but it has nothing on our workshops live with other individuals in the same room where you are discovering things amongst other people rather than in the privacy of your own thoughts. It's still in the privacy of your own thoughts there, but the experience impact is different. So I am wholeheartedly
we are
inviting
you
to join us
in one of our upcoming
seminars. But y'all thought I was going to say workshop. Yes, we're all so smart. We finish each other's sentences. Not only Shy and I, we have another caller on the line.
Yes.
Let's take her. Tracy, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Hi.
Hey.
How are you? Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from New York.
Excellent. As in New York City?
New York City, yes.
Excellent.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple, yeah.
What can we do for you?
Basically, when I was thinking about questions for this topic, the blame game, every question I thought of or idea or story ran back to the same idea that I don't always take full responsibility for the way things show up. So I don't know if I have a specific question.
Well, first of all, let's talk about reality, shall we, like the real world, not the transformational world. It's challenging to take responsibility for everything. And in a certain respect, it's irresponsible to take responsibility for everything if you're talking responsibility / blame. I don't, in the individual sense of the word, think that I, Ariel, was to blame for the spill in the Gulf. Life is huge and complex and interconnected. So you will have things happen that are reactive in concert with other people, that there are people and life is so complex. But I have a feeling you're talking in a much narrower framework. So what is it that you're not wanting to be responsible for?
I guess there's, I can think of like a few examples, and I really can't pinpoint it, but just for example, being late. Sometimes I'll plan like the night before to be early for work. But may go out to say for dinner or something and end up staying later than I had planned to, and then I'm being late or tired the next day, and I'll blame myself, or I'll blame circumstance, I'll blame my inability to be assertive, things like that.
Well, you see, the thing is this, what you don't realize, Tracy, is that you are exactly as assertive as you wanted to be in that moment.
Right.
And, in retrospect, you can say, well, I should have. But if you take a look, you did exactly what you wanted to do.
But you also mistakenly think how you feel has to have an impact on whether or not you get to work on time.
Well, how you feel is related to what you did or didn't do.
I'll give you a perfect example. Today, we went and did a very rigorous hour of Pilates. We walked for 15, 20 minutes first. And it's not that that's a huge time frame for exercise, but for whatever reason, we really went for it, and we were a little wiped out afterwards. So before the show, after we got back, Shia took a brief nap. When I woke him up to be on time for the show, if he listened to whether or not he wanted to or felt like it, or if he was fully rested, if it depended on whether or not he got enough sleep, I'd be on the show by myself.
Mm. Right.
If you set an alarm and you have to be up at a certain time in order to be to work on time, but you don't feel like it, you listen to that as if it means something.
Right. Yep, I do.
And so that's the first place to look. It's really not about being assertive in the evening. It's more about...
Well, it's interesting. What you're saying is similar to what Claudia said, where she's victimized by her life because of the circumstances of her life, rather than she actually chose to do what she chose to do and then forgot that she chose it.
Right.
You actually choose what you want to do, Tracy. You see the alternatives, and you go out to dinner when you know that you're blaming either yourself or somebody else for how you're going to be the next day. But you set that up in advance.
You know, yeah. As I'm speaking to you, I'm reminded of a really good friend of ours, Stephanie, who you know from having attended Monday nights, the German Stephanie.
Right, yeah.
All beautiful. She once told us something that I it's coming to mind, and I was really impressed with. She was talking about how there was a while, she works at a bank, and she's a, you know, pretty high-level bank executive, where she was often late to meetings, just a little late, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, and it's not like the bank had a rigorous, you need to be right there at start time. It was acceptable in the culture, but she'd come in, and in her mind, she'd be behind. She'd feel a bit frantic, and she realized that she did it on purpose to give herself a handicap. She was more comfortable at that time in her life being frantic or feeling a little behind or not having to fully be there, so that she could fully offer her opinion and be out front and be seen. It was easier for her to hide and be behind. And for whatever reasons we're talking with you, I am bringing that to mind. I don't think you have a problem. I think you're living in your comfort zone.
Right. Yep.
Which may be a little uncomfortable.
You mean uncomfortable?
It's uncomfortable to ride late to work.
Right.
But that's your comfort zone.
Right.
Then you don't have to be fully available.
But then you don't have to be as great as you are with consistency.
Right.
See, you show your greatness every once in a while, but somewhere you reserve the right to revert back. Well, I guess we must be going to a break.
Oh, we have to take a break. It was so good talking to you. Can you come back with
us?
I'll be right back.
Great, thank you.
Come on back and don't miss being here.
On a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We got an email this week from Dr. John up in Canada, the orthodontist, talking about how he was listening to our show on flirting, and he realized that he could actually flirt with his wife, and he went in and he spoke to his assistants and nurses and receptionists about having fun and what a difference it's made. So,
and the quality of his experience of his day at work. Like he said, he had the best day at work he's ever had.
And so if you missed that show, you should go back and grab it. And shows like this that actually make a difference, you can tweet them, email them, Facebook them to your friends. Share the show. It makes a difference.
Yes.
Tracy.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
Hi.
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 So how was your break?
It was good. I was thinking a lot, but I really appreciate what you had to say, and I think you pinpoint the greater reason for my lateness and or other things I blame me or other people for.
Look, dear, here's the thing. Responsibility isn't blame. It isn't shame. It isn't guilt. Responsibility is being willing to realize that if it happens in your experience, you're responsible. And that's all. It doesn't mean you're a bad person when you become aware of behaviors that you've learned growing up as a child that have stuck around because you weren't even aware you were doing them. And so a lot of your reason for being late really becomes irrelevant if you just notice that you've been late. That's enough for you to not have to be late anymore if you don't beat on yourself.
Right.
See, and I bet you've been complaining to yourself about how you shouldn't be late.
I have been, yes.
Yeah, well, that keeps you coming late.
Complaints
form of resistance. What you resist persists and happens over and over.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, when we went to the break, because the break snuck up on us, I forgot to watch our instant message. So, you know, thanks, Justin, for cueing us with the music. But as we were going to the break, Shai said, what were we in the midst of with her? And what we were in the midst of with you is how you are, you show your greatness.
Right.
And then you take it away.
Right.
You have a story, Miss Tracy, about who you are that is sincerely more lackluster than who you are. And when people recognize you and get excited by you and see your greatness, there is generally a retreat. You feel pretty uncomfortable with that. It certainly doesn't fit with the story.
Okay.
She doesn't sound excited.
No. She wants to get off.
This is like, be the victim of your life as opposed to be the author. She certainly didn't script me saying that to her.
No.
She's had quite enough of us. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. But, yeah, no, you're right. I did feel like getting off, but.
You know, look.
Too late. I'm here now.
My dear. There's only good things that we see about you. There's nothing bad.
Absolutely.
You think that if we point something out to you, that you're doing it wrong. You can't do it any differently than you're doing it. Don't you know that?
I do. I do know.
Yeah, the second principle. Yep. You can only be doing your life exactly as you're doing it. Now, if you bring awareness to how you're doing it, then you can start to see other possibilities that suddenly are available to you for your life because you're not lost in the same old mechanical same day as yesterday. You know, most people's lives are the movie Groundhog's Day?
Yeah.
Well, most people's lives are a series of yesterdays.
Yep.
They live it over and over again. Different things happen, but for the most part, the conversation is the same. That's because people haven't brought awareness to how they're doing their life. Because if you bring awareness to how you're doing your life, then suddenly each day starts showing up differently, newly, without your doing anything to produce that.
You know, Shai, I really am happy we're going to be doing Live in the Moment and not in your thoughts. Because people so think about their lives rather than live it, bring awareness to it, notice it, watch what's happening. They listen to their story about who they are, and that story is so old. It's decrepit.
But they bring that story into the current moment, and then they relive, rehash the same old, and they wonder why they don't feel like they can do anything new.
Something you said to me recently, you said, the story corrupts the moment. And I really like that. Your story, Tracy, corrupts the moment.
And it corrupts the possibility of infinite possibility in your life because you blame something in your past for how you are rather than realize that you could have only been the way you were and then now is a new moment.
Yep.
And that's not working there.
And so when we see you and we appreciate you, but you know what? You are not unusual. People really have that. You're just actually courageous enough to call in today to have this conversation with us and be representative, truthfully, of how most people are, if not all people are. It wasn't too long ago I was at dinner with my family, and my sister's boyfriend suggested to me that I could cast better, because we were talking about fishing and how it's so much easier for me now, not because my hand is stronger, because I do exercises to make my wrist strong, which facilitates fly casting, but because I stopped thinking that I couldn't. And I have to tell you, I found him very offensive. But I actually think he was on to something. So you are representative, basically, of all of us, and we really appreciate your calling in today.
Thank you, and thanks to Susan for arranging this. So,
she's great. Hey, shout out to Sue Darling, our producer. She really, really does a wonderful job. And, you know, you don't have to wait for an invitation, y'all. They give the phone number every show, and you can call in and speak to us. Sometimes when we're out of town, like we're off in Germany, we do pre-record. So if we're not there, please excuse us. But on all the live shows, we love to have you. So, you know, pick up the phone. Give us a call. Hey.
And Tracy.
Yes.
We hope to see you in person in New York.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too, this Monday. So.
Okay, it's a date.
It's a date. We're all flirt at Monday Night Alive. Okay. Thanks for calling today.
I won't be late.
Okay. We look forward to it, then.
Excellent.
Okay, see you soon. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. This hour flew by.
It did.
Yeah. You know, it's been lovely being with you all. We have enjoyed it. We wholeheartedly invite you to interact with us any way you choose, via the Excellence Club or the Premium Excellence Club, reading the books, listening to the show, coming to our courses. It's been a pleasure.
Share the show with other people. Let them know that there's a possibility, because you know you only know what you know. Or what you know you don't know, and everything else doesn't exist.
And I have to tell you,
including our show,
when you live around a group of transformed people, it is far easier than living around a group of complaining people. And that's where we'll end. So thanks for being with us today. We'll be back next week.
Come on back. And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.